Chapter 7. How beautiful your feet are in your sandals, O noble daughter! The curves of your thighs are like ornaments, the work of an artisan's hands. Your navel is a round bowl, may it never lack mixed wine. Your belly is a heap of wheat, encircled by lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, the twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathrabim. Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, which looks toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Carmel, and the locks of your hair are like purple wool. The king is captivated by the flowing tresses. How beautiful you are, and how pleasant you are, O beloved girl, above all exquisite delights. Your stature is like a palm tree, and your breasts are like date clusters. I said, I will climb the palm tree to take hold of its stalks of fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes, your breath as fragrant as apples, and your mouth like the best wine.
May it go down smoothly for my dear one, softly flowing over the lips of those asleep. I am my dear one's, and his desire is for me. Come, O my dear one, let us go out to the fields, let us lodge among the henna plants. Let us rise early and go to the vineyards to see if the vine has sprouted, if the blossoms have opened, if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will express my affection for you. The mandrakes give off their fragrance. At our doors are all sorts of choice fruits. The new as well as the old, O my dear one, I have kept in store for you.